Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
My best, worst work. And I promise you guys, I know the words now, okay?
Hell
it's not
no.
The first time that has happened. And it certainly probably won't be the last time that has happened. Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Janae Ogoma K. Michael Jr. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us via the Goodyear hotline. Now, the last 2 days, we have been doing our divisional preview. So excited because this weekend we got football. If you listen to our previews, I know
football.
It's time. Football. Now, yesterday we covered the AFC and today we're on to the NFC. Our NFC weekend preview is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. So again, we're getting you ready for divisional this weekend. And in about half an hour, we will be playing End Zone, Friend Zone, where we will be giving you our picks. Right now, the score is 4-2 versus 4-1-1 because he's picking against the spread or whatever the case is. And in about 10 minutes, we're going to bring in what? It makes it imply that like you're cheating. You're doing too much. You're trying to finesse.
I am doing way too much. I'm using the system to my advantage. And that's why I have the best winning percentage of me, you, and Tyler Cameron, who's our guest picker who went 3-3 last week.
One game up on us. Oh.
You know what? This time of year, Chanae, it's a game of inches. I don't know if you've heard this about postseason football. Game of inches. Every possession matters. Trying to steal something. Right now, I have stolen a possession from you and Tyler through week one.
Unless you're the Chiefs. And I'm the Chiefs in this equation, okay? And you're the Browns. The Browns is the Browns. Junior is Junior. No, I'm not going to bet against you guys. Cleveland, I believe in you.
Wow.
Now, in about 10 minutes, we will be bringing in a heavy artillery, a Super Bowl champ, 3-time Pro Bowler to get us set for this weekend. But outside of the divisional, before we get back to our NFC preview, because we've got the Rams and the Packers, I have to ask you, because I know you're going to be tuned into the divisional games, Junior. Are you going to finish Bridgerton?
Oh, yes. I have plans right now to finish the popular Netflix series Bridgerton at this point. And Chanae, listen, you got me involved on this train right now. We will give, I think, the most important pick in End Zone, Friend Zone later on heading into this weekend for what people can expect out of this show if you're looking to maybe dip a toe into the waters right now. And spoiler alert, it times up very well with what we are all going through currently in our lives. And I will just leave it at that right now as we place that hot potato over on the side to get back to some football.
Give me Lord Hastings. But until then, give me the NFC preview. Let's talk about the Rams and Packers. So let's get it. Cue the music. All right, Junior, this is really fun because we always love strength on strength. Is the Rams' defense that good that they can slow down the Packers, the number one offense and the likely MVP?
Yes, and Chanae, I think the even more interesting part about this matchup is how Green Bay chooses to address this up front, because we know no David Bakhtiari there. That injury devastating for them to end the season. He was a guy that missed a handful of games during the season with injury already, though, and you can point to the stats. Aaron Rodgers, in the games that David Bakhtiari missed, he was out 4 games. Aaron Rodgers threw for 15 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and was only sacked, I believe, 3 times during that time period. But, Chanae, this is the ultimate stress test in that spot. I know they see Chicago in the division, but the Rams' front four has been ferocious. And so, I mean, Green Bay just signed a guy in Valdir who played a playoff game for a different team last weekend. They're going to have to do some shuffling in that group up front, Chanae, to account for what Aaron Donald brings to the table. So, yes, I think that Rams front four can absolutely create problems, but I think I still like Green Bay overall. Number one in pass block win rate and run block win rate this year, the Green Bay Packers offensive line.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun. And, you know, we just had Marcus Spears on, and before we get to the sound from him, everyone is sort of circling this matchup because when we talk about the best tandems in the league, we talk about Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And now having Jalen Ramsey in coverage, it's going to be fascinating. So your girl, what'd she do? She opened up the books, got her blue light glasses. Not blue light, I'm making fun of you. Got my actual glasses. And I found out that clearly this is going to be really fun because even though he missed 2 games, Devontae Adams accounted for the league high 29.9% of his team's targets and led the NFL with 18 reception touchdowns per NFL Next Gen Stats. Jalen Ramsey now has allowed a total of 2 touchdowns and 5.1 yards per attempt as a nearest defender this season. That ranks amongst third amongst quarterbacks with at least 50 targets. So matchups, when we talk about the number one defense and the number one offense, that overall is good. But this specific matchup, as Marcus Spears alluded to, that's the matchup that he is most excited for.
Can Jalen Ramsey take Devontae Adams out of this game is the most important factor to me. Or will it be one of those situations where Jalen Ramsey has a bad outing and Devontae Adams does what Devontae Adams does? Listen, he's one of the best route runners. He's a big physical body. So Jalen has all of the respect for Devontae Adams, but vice versa. Jalen is long rangy and hasn't given up much, if anything, at all during the season. They put him on Stephon Diggs against the Bills. Diggs ended up with 4 catches for 49 yards and no touchdowns. Josh Allen had to go away to Cole Beasley and Gabe Davis. So the matchup that I'm most excited about from a position versus position or a player versus player is Devontae Adams and Jalen Ramsey.
And Chiney, that all leads back to the quarterback in this one, Aaron Rodgers. 5 interceptions on the year going up against a defense that has taken 5 to the house, scored 5 defensive touchdowns on the year. I look at this, Chiney, and I just want to plant the seed right now because I know it's only the divisional round. But Aaron Rodgers is likely going to win the MVP this year. Aaron Rodgers has a very real chance of getting back in the Super Bowl this year and maybe winning another Lombardi at this point. The year that the Green Bay Packers took another quarterback in the first round of the draft. And I understand wanting to go out and say, we're getting ready for our future. We're going to try and be ready in a way a team like the Patriots clearly was not for the departure of Tom Brady. But I would still look at this and say, if Aaron Rodgers goes out and wins an MVP and potentially a Super Bowl at 37 years old, I know people want to give Matt LaFleur a lot of credit in this scenario and say the Packers bet on him. That's why they didn't go out and get a wide receiver weapon for Aaron Rodgers this offseason to go with Devontae Adams. But you know what I've seen before? Aaron Rodgers go out and dominate and lead the Green Bay Packers almost all off his singular greatness. And while I'll account for Matt LaFleur's play calling as something that's definitely been an advantage for them this season, are you really bold enough as Green Bay to move before Aaron Rodgers tells you to move in this situation based off that marriage and you thinking you've hit the home run at the quarterback? I think it'd be a mistake, and I think Aaron Rodgers doing this year with that timing. You can claim motivation all you want. I think it's a quarterback reminding you what was always there, not what you needed to get reborn or get re-uncovered here.
Yeah, anytime you have, I mean, being a vet in the league, you have like a star young player that comes and joins your team. What's gonna happen? You're gonna motivate the vet to really establish themselves. And I feel like this is the whole told you or heard you, especially with that pick, that has actually helped the Packers in a great way. But, you know, I want to flip the script, Junior, because Jared Goff, I mean, can he go golf enough for the Rams to actually compete offensively? Because we talk offensively, like Rodgers, we trust in that. But with the thumb, I think there's a little, you know, hesitance there.
Yeah. Oh, Janae, there is absolutely questions here. Again, John Wofford does not look like he's going to be able to play after what we saw, that injury to his neck in the last game in the wild card round. I think the interesting part is last week, Cam Akers, that ground game, the offensive line, Andrew Whitworth coming back and making them whole. The 39-year-old left tackle that suffered a knee injury down the stretch of the season, and the way that they were able to push the Seahawks around. A Green Bay rush defense that has at times been able to give up plenty of yards is going up against a team that is rolling up front. So, Chiney, I think especially in that cold environment where you know that injury is going to have the tendency to act up more, to be a little harder to get going, I think they're going to lean heavy on that ground game and make it awful interesting right now. This seems like a game primed for the under because I think the Rams are going to try and take the air out of it, see if their defense can steal them a possession like we mentioned before, but I ultimately still am probably going to end up going with
the Green Bay Packers. Go ahead and take your under as you do your fancy gambling picks. Go for it.
Mike, it is fancy gambling over here. So we've got the NFC locked and loaded for you guys this weekend. We'll get you our full round of picks again. End zone, friend zone, coming up in about 15 minutes here on Chiney and Golic Jr. But coming up next, Chiney, everyone trying to get back to what we talked about, the Super Bowl. What's it take to get to the mountaintop this weekend in particular? What do you need to start to see from these teams to separate down the stretch to let you know you're dealing with a Super Bowl caliber outfit? We'll talk to someone who knows from experience next. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chiefs and the Packers, the journey to the Super Bowl starts now, and we have someone joining us who knows exactly what that path is like. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus. Chiney Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., and we are so hyped and delighted to go straight there because we need all the tea, we need all the reality when it comes to that journey. We are delighted to be joined by Antoine Bethea, Super Bowl champion, 3-time Pro Bowler. You've seen him with the Colts, Niners, Cardinals, and Giants here with us on the Goodyear Hotline. And make sure you guys check out the Man to Man podcast with Darius Butler. Antoine, welcome. Happy New Year. But most importantly, congratulations on your retirement. How is life on the other side?
Thank you. Life is good. Life is good. You know, obviously it's different, obviously, with COVID. But being able to, you know, relax, kick my feet up, enjoy with the fam, that's what it's all about.
I'd certainly say well-earned after 14 years in the NFL, an incredible career, a lot to be proud of, including, like Chiney mentioned, that Super Bowl championship. And so I'm curious for you, we hear so often from so many people about the uptick in speed, the things that happen when you go from the regular season to the postseason, but take people inside that transition, especially getting to this weekend, the divisional round in the NFL playoffs, just the different things that start to pop up once you graduate from the regular season.
Man, you know, I just think that attention to detail is key. I think, you know, you have that attention to detail throughout the season. But like you said, when it's playoff time, man, it just picks up just a little bit. Obviously, the way you're walking around in the building, the way you're, you know, paying attention to the meetings or whatever. So it's very important. I'm pretty sure those guys are excited to be here. Obviously with those extra paychecks as well. But they're definitely, you know, sticking to the details, man, and trying to get that win. But if not, it's win or go home.
We're here on Chiney and Golic Jr. with Antoine Bethea, Super Bowl champion, Black College Football Hall of Famer. And it's really fascinating. When you talk about attention to detail, what do you always make the comparison to? The all-time greats. And this weekend in the NFC, we've got two all-time greats going up against each other in Drew Brees and Tom Brady. And you've played with an all-time great in Peyton Manning. What attention to detail do you think the Bucs are having, knowing that they dropped two matchups to the Saints prior?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing is just looking at that game film and figuring out why did they lose those games. But not only that, those two losses have been big losses, not close. So they're really trying to dissect on what they can do on both sides or all three phases of the game, offensively, defensively, and special teams, how they can come in and play better. I think the Saints, they're coming in on a I guess not on the high horses, but they're coming in very confident, just knowing that they beat them previously two times this year. They're playing at home. They have a good defense. Offensively, they're working on all cylinders. So they're feeling good about themselves right now.
I'm curious, too, we've talked about the attention to detail with those, but just going back, you played with some all-time greats at the quarterback position. We know you won the Super Bowl with the Colts and Peyton Manning, but just what is that energy like in the building when it's one of those signal callers, a guy you know is a walk-in Hall of Famer that's around setting the tempo in a building?
You said it. When you have a guy like that, you know, I think every organization wants a generational talent at the quarterback position. You know, it's tough to get, but when you do get it and when you do have that guy, I think it makes everybody else play that much better. You know, for Peyton, you know, it was all about, you know, doing your job. I think that was something that was throughout the building. Everybody had to do their job, and accountability was key. I think he held everybody accountable. And once you've seen a guy that, like you said, is going to be a first-round, first ballot Hall of Famer, you see him coming to work, the notes that he was taking, how serious he took his craft, whether you was number two guy on the roster or number 61 on the roster, if your best player was doing that, you had to do it too. So I just think it was a trickle-down effect when your leader was doing what he was doing.
Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio talking to Antoine Bethea here, Super Bowl champion with us and co-host of the Man to Man podcast with Darius Butler that you guys definitely need to check out. And we know a couple of defensive backs sitting around and chopping it up, so I'd be remiss if we didn't get into maybe the biggest matchup on the weekend. As a former defensive back, a guy that played safety in this league for a long time, you're going into this matchup, Rams and Green Bay. Devontae Adams, one of the best wide receivers in the league, and what we've seen with Jalen Ramsey in that secondary. How do you go about attacking and trying to shut down someone that's been so, at times, unguardable the way Adams has?
Well, I'm anxious to see this matchup, but as we would say, it's good on good. You know what I mean? Devontae Adams been playing well this year. Jalen Ramsey and their defense has been playing well, so if I was the defensive coordinator, you know, BA used to, Bruce Arians used to tell us, you know, I need my five stars to show up. So if I was a defensive coordinator with the Rams, I'm going to line Jalen Ramsey up against Devontae Adams and let them go at it and, you know, sit back and look at a great matchup. But I think Devontae Adams, like we said, you know, he's had a great year. He has a great quarterback who's able to get him the ball in tough situations. But We're going to be up for a good show this weekend.
Chinne Ogwumike, Mike Golic Jr., and Antoine Bethea, Super Bowl champion, here with us on Chinne and Golic Jr. Now, obviously, the news of the day, Antoine, is that we have a lot of new coaching hires that are getting filled. Urban Meyer to Jacksonville, Robert Saleh to the Jets, and then even Arthur Smith coming down recently to Atlanta. Were you interested by the news of any of these new coaching hires?
Yeah, I was. I think the Robert Saleh hiring with the Jets, I think that's going to be a good hire, not only for Coach Rob, but for the Jets organization. The Urban Meyer, I know he's a winner. He's a winner on the college level. Just don't know how that will transfer to the NFL. I'm not saying that it's not, but, you know, we're just kind of surprised by that hire. And I'm just surprised that Coach Bieniemy hasn't gotten the recognition and the love that I think, and I think a lot of people across the NFL world thinks he deserves. So obviously the time is not up yet. You know, he still can have an opportunity to get a head coaching job, but I'm surprised that he hasn't been high on these teams' list.
And still some job openings waiting right now. We will see. I'd be stunned if his name isn't one that's coming off the board here very soon. But like you said, assumed that was the number one name on a lot of people's lists. But I'm curious, Antoine, before we let you go, you are someone that's been to the mountaintop right now. We're all trying to get to that Super Bowl, and this weekend tends to be one of the best in football. When you guys won the Super Bowl with the Colts in 06, I'm curious, was there any moment along the way during that playoff run where you knew, all right, this is different, this feels like a team that can really go all the way, that really kind of crystallized for you?
Man, I think, so as a team, we played well my rookie year, but defensively, our run defense was probably the worst in the league. And after our last game, we played the Kansas City Chiefs the first week in the postseason. And they were coming off. Larry Johnson was their running back, and they probably had the best rushing attack in the league at that moment in time. And we were able to limit them to, I think, maybe 40 yards that game. And after that game, we were really, really confident if we could continue to play how our defense played that game, that with our offense, we could go far in the playoffs. And we were fortunate enough to be able to beat Baltimore that next week. We beat the Patriots in the AFC championship, and obviously, you know, went to the Super Bowl and beat the Bears. So I think with guys, when they have that confidence and they're coming in feeling good about themselves, you know, it only takes one Sunday or one Saturday for you to get over that hump.
And that's what everyone will be searching for this weekend as we head to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Check out the Man to Man podcast, again, with Antoine Bethea and Darius Butler on there. Again, Antoine, we appreciate the time and the insight for you joining us today. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks, Antoine.
All right, thank you. Y'all take care.
Again, Antoine Bethea, 14-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion with us on the Goodyear Hotline. So we have gotten insight from some of the great longtime pros around here in Marcus Spears, a guy like Antoine who just fresh off the game right now. But it's time. We got to head to the end zone, friend zone. We'll give you all of our picks coming up for the divisional round and maybe a little something extra next. It's Chinne and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chinne and Golic Jr., the podcast.
There's some breaking news. Chinne and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus. Chinne Ogwumike and Mike Golic Jr. holding it down. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Now, all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And we just had Antoine Bethea. That was great. We will get to end zone, friend zone as we make our divisional picks. But Junior, as you just heard in the break, obviously, the NBA, they're dealing with conversations about expanding the roster due to the challenges with COVID. We just also heard that there was the postponed Grizzlies-Timberwolves game, but their star just announced some heartbreaking news as well. And I just checked Carl Anthony Towns' timeline, and he posted this prior to tonight's game. I have received yet another awful call that I have tested positive for COVID. I will immediately isolate and follow every protocol. I pray every day that this nightmare of a virus will subside, and I beg everyone to continue to take it seriously. seriously by taking all of the necessary precautions. We cannot stop the spread of the virus alone. It must be a group effort by all of us. It breaks my heart that my family, and particularly my father and sister, continue to suffer from the anxiety that comes along with this diagnosis, as we all know too well what the end result could be. To my niece and nephew, Jelani and Max, I promise you I will not end up in a, well, it's, it, again, this is graphic, but you know, the situation is that his family has, his mother, he's lost to COVID, and I think it's about 5 or 6 additional family members, and now he has tested positive himself. Obviously heartbreaking news, knowing that the NBA is dealing with these challenges, but for Karl Anthony Towns, I know that has been even more tremendous, Junior.
Yeah, it's certainly, your heart goes out to Karl, and we wish him nothing but the best and a speedy recovery, knowing what his family has already been through, that hell there. But we continue to see this inserted into the NBA conversation, Shanae. We saw what you mentioned, Woj saying GMs, because of thinning rosters, because of everything happening right now, exploring expansion of regular season rosters, which quite frankly is something I'm shocked they didn't explore before, because we saw Major League Baseball have to go with a version of that. We saw the NFL change practice squad rules, and I can't understand why a league that had the benefit of all this time is just now coming around to this idea. And so hopefully that's something they can use to help these teams right now. But we know that conversation about a pause is only going to get louder and louder as we go along and as this news comes out. So again, certainly thoughts and prayers Karl Anthony Towns' way. We hope that he gets a speedy recovery in all of this. Basketball certainly so secondary at this moment. So no easy transition there. The world of basketball gets some more jarring news, but we know we have to go to talk about the business of sports and the things going on this weekend in the NFL right now. We've got our picks to make here. We've got to let you know who is going to find their way into the promised land this weekend. And so let's let you know who's going to make the end zone or the friend zone. As millennials, one of the greatest triumphs in life is watching someone make it out of the friend zone. You're hoping, wishing.
You're strategizing.
And that's what we're going to try and do here this weekend. We want to get everyone ready for this weekend in the NFL.
End zone or friend zone.
Let you know who's going to end up in the friend zone or the end zone when it comes to this NFL Sunday.
Friend zone to the
end zone. All right, Shanae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're going to get you our picks. We had Tyler Cameron, our Bachelor insider and NFL guest picker, on with us yesterday. He went with Green Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay. He went 3-3 on wild card weekend. Shanae, you were 4-2, and I was 4-1-1 because I do way too much and pick with the spread and all that good stuff. But let's deal out some winners right now. Who's the first game we got up?
Rams at Packers.
Rams-Packers this weekend, Shanae. Green Bay 6.5-point favorites going into this one. Good on good, offense, defense, who you got?
I'm taking the Packers in this one, and I am going to go with the motivated Aaron Rodgers chasing his second Super Bowl and his third MVP. And I feel like the interesting part here is that the weather can be the factor that really helps his case. But on the field, regardless of the weather, Rodgers completed the league best 70% of his passes and NFL high 48 touchdowns with only 5 interceptions. I'm going with Aaron Rodgers.
I agree, Shanae. I think Green Bay wins this one. But again, if I'm being fancy, I like the Rams on the point. 6.5 is a big number for a team that was dominant on the ground, can take advantage of Green Bay's defense being lackluster there at times. But ultimately, Aaron Rodgers, this offense, been the best all year long, will continue to be the best this weekend. Who do we got next?
Ravens at Bills.
The great young quarterback matchup that we want in here, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Buffalo, -3 in this game. Shanae, end zone, friend zone, who do you got? Baltimore and Buffalo.
End zone, I am taking the Ravens and their star receiver, Hollywood Brown, baby, just because the Ravens will need to move the ball through the air, and Brown tends to make big plays in big games. 2 of his 4 100-yard games as a pro have come in the postseason, and only one other Ravens wide receiver had a catch on Sunday. It was Willie Snead, who finished with 2 receptions for 9 yards. So if there's a bomb that needs to be thrown, metaphorically, y'all, I'm going to go with Hollywood Brown, and I think the Ravens take this.
Shanae, I also like Baltimore +3 in this game. In the last two seasons, the Bills haven't allowed a quarterback to rush for over 41 yards, and that includes Cam Newton, Kyler Murray, and Lamar Jackson almost 13 months ago at this point. That being said, we've seen the way this Ravens offense has gone back all in on using Deshaun's gifts to their advantage. I like the Ravens. I like the points in this one. Who do we got next?
Browns at Chiefs.
Browns at Chiefs. This is the blowout pick for the weekend. The Kansas City Chiefs giving 10 points, 10-point favorites in this game against the Browns, fresh off their first playoff win since 94. End zone, friend zone. Janae, who you got? Got
to go with the Chiefs. Can't bet against Golden State ever, really, when they're shooting their shot. But, you know, it's funny. Travis Kelce, all season long, you know, ever since I got to do that IG Live with him, he's just made history. I'm not saying it's me. It's more him. He set the NFL record for most receiving yards in a season by a tight end with 1,416 yards. So I'm going with the Chiefs, and I think Travis Kelce will have a big day.
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and book that one. Chinee, I think the Chiefs are absolutely going to win this game. 10 points is a lot. I like the Browns with plus 10 in this game. And again, we've seen their offense naturally does well with a two-headed monster at running back. The way Baker Mayfield's come along and they've solidified that offensive line, they can put up points in this offense, and ball control is something that's a natural part of that. I just can't count on them defensively to be able to replicate what teams like the Chargers and the Raiders have, being able to get home with just four pass rushers and hang back. I think they're going to have to send more. When they do, Patrick Mahomes is going to make them pay. All right, who's our last one up here?
Buccaneers at Saints.
All right, this is the History Channel matchup, as it was dubbed by the critics and leaned into by Tom Brady. Two all-timers in Breeze and Brady going at it. Tom Brady, the Saints, 3-point favorites in this game over the Bucs that they beat twice in the regular season. End zone, friend zone, Shanae, who you got?
I am putting Alvin Kamara in the end zone, but I'm saying the Bucs will still win because Alvin Kamara, he led the league in touchdowns. No reason to think that hot streak will stop in the postseason, but I do think you can't bet against Tom Brady.
I think it's tough to bet against Tom Brady.
Oh!
I am going to in this spot. I'm going to take the Saints outright in this one. I think the Saints, even giving 3 points, Janae, I like on this. And we just look at what they've been able to do this year. The Saints have been one of the better red zone offenses all year. And this Tampa Bay defense has had a lot of variance on that side as guys have been in and out of that lineup for different reasons at different times. But I look at, you mentioned Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. I know we all kind of cringe when that package goes in a little too often.
That's you.
But down in the red zone, Janae, those different threats and all the things you have to prepare for, I think that ends up being the difference for them this weekend. I like New Orleans and the point. So we've got our picks. We've got, again, Tyler Cameron, our Bachelor Insider and NFL guest picker, went with Green Bay, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay this weekend. So lots to keep track of. We will keep you posted on that one if you want to hand out some winners. We will get to our final edition, our final portion of End Zone Friend Zone, a special round for a show that is near and dear to Chinee and I's hearts. And we'll do that. But in addition, if you're going to watch something outside, I can't tell you how jacked up I am for Marvel Studios' WandaVision. The first two episodes came out at midnight last night. I watched them both this morning. The Marvel Universe continues to expand.
Yes!
It's their first original series, and it's streaming now, today on Disney+. Check it out. WandaVision, original series. The Marvel Universe keeps going. Janae, these were two of my favorite characters. I'm so excited we get to see this. And I can tell you, no spoilers, but a very wonderful tension through two episodes already right now. So if you love the Marvel Universe and Wanda and Vision were such great parts of that, check this out. Disney+. Do that all day. You still haven't watched the Marvel movies, have you, Janae?
And I haven't watched Mandalorian either.
We're going to get you right. We got time around here. Oh, I just see the circles.
I haven't even watched Avengers.
Oh, Janae, we're gonna fix this right now because this song is an instant mood lifter. Going into your weekend, there is no greater feeling than thinking about Captain America joined by hordes of his allies getting ready to take down Thanos right now.
I get the same feeling when I hear, they say this is a big rich town.
My God. Coming up next, we're going to try and keep all of this same energy moving to defeat the last remnants of Friday, just like they take down Thanos. We'll do that next. It's Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
We've got the Bills edition of Shout, Not Stomp, Cliff, playing right now on ESPN Radio. And, you know, I was just thinking, because every time we thank all the guests that join us, and I was just thinking, have you heard of the song? Shabuya. Shabuya.
Roll call. My name is Chinee.
Yeah. Oh, you are white chocolate. Okay. Chinee Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live on ESPN Plus.
I mean, listen, if you've ever been on a football or basketball team at any high level and gone on a road trip, you've done Shabuya roll call on the plane or on the bus.
I'm so glad. I thought that was something that was cultural, but no, Shabuya roll call. Thanks to the crew that came through, especially holding it down for us as we prepared for the divisional, and especially when it came down to Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen. We had Ariel Helwani, ESPN MMA insider, and also, I mean, avid Bills fan, who made his pick, which there's no shocker there. And when it came to the Browns going up against the defending champs, the Chiefs, Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst, told us whether the Browns really had a chance. Everyone has a chance, but do they really have a chance? And also, when it comes back to the NFC, to the greats, Tom Brady and Drew Brees, Antoine Bethea joined us, Super Bowl champion, a three-time Pro Bowler. He joined us to tell us what it's like really in the trenches, playing with an all-time great. He played with Peyton Manning and his experience with that Colts 07 team that won the Super Bowl. So if you missed any of those conversations, make sure you guys check out our podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review Chiné and Golic Jr. Now, Junior, give me a keyword, just any word.
A keyword? Mice.
Hell no.
That's the first word that comes
I don't know why I was thinking about it. You just said, give me a word. You put me on the spot. What do you want a keyword for?
I feel like every once in a while, for anyone listening that wants to go to our podcast, put in the word mice, and we'll know how many people are really like out there in the trenches with us.
That is
so
true.
The keyword is mice. So go subscribe, rate, and review. And when you review our podcast, put mice in a sentence. I thought he was going to say something cooler, like maybe, like, I don't know, French fries, or like.
I didn't know what this was for. The password is mice when you're reviewing us wherever you review your podcast.
The keyword for our Chiné and Golic Jr. family, greater family, is mice. So go to our podcast channel, subscribe, rate, and review. If you're on Twitter, follow us at Chiné, at Mike Golic Jr., CHINEY, and use the word mice. People, like, that's so creepy. I'm so sorry, but hey.
It is so creepy.
If you guys want to watch us on ESPN Plus, our whole show is up there as well. So just go there, subscribe, and you can see our beautiful faces holding it down, Junior. And that is the energy that we are on. We made it to Friday. It's too damn Friday, so let's keep that same energy.
We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Chiné and Golic Jr.
I don't know why I said mice. I should have said turkey legs after today, what we've explored with Houston area dining. So let's keep that same energy here when it comes to Thick Ross, James Harden, who made his debut in front of the podium in a Brooklyn Nets uniform for the first time and was asked about his physical conditioning and had this to say.
Welcome to Brooklyn, James. How would you describe your conditioning level now at this point in the season?
Great.
Chiné, after you introduced me to Turkey Leg Hut, I can understand why all of this came to be.
Junior, I have a question.
What's that?
How would you describe your conditioning level right now?
I would say thick plus right now in that
vein. You're supposed to say great. Come on, man.
Great.
Great.
I mean, I don't feel great right now. So you know what? Let's keep that same energy and show you the ideal male form. I saw a tweet earlier that said we need to normalize crop tops for men who don't have six packs. And so for anyone watching on ESPN Plus right now, I would go ahead and remind people that I kept that same energy back before the pandemic and the before times on Nantucket, rocking a crop top for everybody to see right now. And if your stretch marks ain't out, you're not a real one in that one. Keep that same energy.
You look great. You're doing great, sweetie. I love crop tops too. Different effects, but I still stand for anyone that loves crop tops, woman or man.
By the way, speaking of standing for something.
I like DK Metcalf's crop tops.
It's for men without abs, Chiné. It's supposed to be for men without abs.
I mean, we don't discriminate here.
No, we don't. We love everybody around here. We're a body positive show around these parts. But we do have some standing to do, Chiné, because I saw this earlier. South Carolina women's basketball team tweeted out and announced, Asia Wilson, superstar in the WNBA, got her statue out in front of South Carolina right now. They have immortalized her forever, and so I want to make the push starting on this show now. We have read your resume off time and time again. Number one overall pick, one of the best players to come through Stanford, one of the best to come through the Pac-12, period. I want a Chiné Agumake statue out in Palo Alto, and I want it now. Stanford, listen up and make right by our girl here.
I should have a statue in Bristol for 5 years. Okay. 5 years. Huh. I did it.
I've been here for 2 decades. I want a statue for that. But, Chiné, before we go here,
yes,
we play end zone, friend zone around here. And so I want to finish off with a bonus round. You and I have both been binge-watching Bridgerton right now. So end zone, friend zone, the Duke of Hastings.
End zone, end zone, end zone. Bruh, bruh, bruh. Duke of Hastings, end zone.
I keep feeling like I have to ask this question. Is the show really that good, or have we all just been cooped up for way too long, way too lonely during quarantine?
Yeah, it might be that too.
I feel like it's playing for full side. Very good show!
Happy Friday.
I hope everyone has a good Friday. I hope everyone enjoys Bridgerton.
Thanks for listening to Jhené and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.